arrives and goes south with radio. As a young man living in Chicago, Illinois, Clarence Jones played trombone in a Salvation Army band, often led by his father. Clarence studied at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and graduated as president of his class. Clarence soon became part of the founding staff of the Chicago Gospel Tabernacle, led by evangelist Paul Rader in 1922. Rader was not afraid to use unconventional tools to tell people about Christ and would become the first evangelist to regularly use radio. His services were unusual and have been described as almost having a circus-like atmosphere. People were drawn to the spectacle that combined popular music, drama, and the larger-than-life cowboy and athlete turned evangelist. This atmosphere was perhaps the perfect training ground for Clarence, whose talent, determination, and vision for ministry had few limits. Jones played the trombone, wrote, arranged, and directed music at the tabernacle. He supervised the campground ministry and created a youth program that was later developed into the Awana program. Clarence eventually directed the tabernacle's radio ministry known as WJBT, where Jesus blesses thousands, that aired 15 hours of programming each Sunday. In 1927, God told Clarence Jones to arise and go south with radio. Clarence had big dreams and plans for this pioneer radio station known today as HCJB. The following 4 years, however, were filled with challenges as Clarence learned that his best plans were not the plans that God had designed. Clarence would have to learn to trust God and follow his leading, something which Clarence would refer to later as divine radar. Call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which you do not yet know. Jeremiah 33:3. Clarence began by traveling south to Venezuela in 1928. He met with President Juan Vicente Gomez and asked his permission to start a missionary radio station there. However, President Gomez rejected the idea of an evangelical Protestant station in his Roman Catholic country. Clarence then traveled to Colombia, Panama, and Cuba, where his idea was rejected as well. Clarence returned to Chicago discouraged and wondering whether he had misunderstood what God had told him. Through a series of chance encounters around the U.S. during 1929 and 1930, Clarence and his wife Catherine met several missionaries who were working in Ecuador. They first met John and Ruth Clark, then Reuben and Grace Larson, as well as Paul and Bernice Young, who were all missionaries with the Christian and Missionary Alliance, CNMA. These missionaries encouraged Clarence to try to start his radio station in Ecuador. Not only that, but they would have an active part in founding HCJB's gospel radio broadcasts from the very beginning. In Ecuador, the director of the CNMA, Stuart Clark, and his wife Irma, also enthusiastically joined the effort. Stuart Clark, Reuben Larson, and Ecuadorian lawyer Luis Calisto then set about the task of getting government permission for the evangelical and cultural radio station. This was not a simple task, as there were no radio stations in Ecuador, and the government had not yet established any laws governing radio. The proposed contract gathered signatures and seals of approval as it traveled all the way to President Isidro Ayora's office. One of the president's young secretaries, a medical student named Carlos Andrade Marin, was excited about the possibility of a radio station. So, he placed the contract on top of the documents presented to the president to sign. However, President Ayora was reluctant to sign the contract for a Protestant radio station and returned it unsigned. For the next several days, The young secretary placed the contract on top of the stack of documents given to the president each morning until he finally signed the document. Ecuador's Congress then ratified the contract in August of 1930. Meanwhile, Clarence Jones was finding it difficult to raise funds for the station, since the United States was in the midst of the Great Depression. U.S. government reports and radio experts told Clarence to stay away from the equator, the mountains, and Ecuador altogether. Discouraged, Clarence called out to God, and he heard him say, "Come up to this mountain." By worldly wisdom, the whole radio station project seemed to be complete foolishness. With perhaps as few as 6 radio receivers in all of Ecuador, there were few potential listeners. Yet, Clarence was learning to be obedient as he called out to God for wisdom, and God was faithful to show him great and mighty things. Radio station HCJB would begin in Quito.